Hello and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. And in this podcast, I discuss prepping, homesteading, and everything in between. Today, I am going to be diving into the war on raw milk that is currently unfolding before our eyes. If you follow me on any of my platforms, Gubba Homestead, you know how much of an advocate I am for raw milk. I drink it throughout the day, I make video after video on it, and I enjoy sharing truth, and raw milk and truth go hand in hand. Before we get started though, I'm excited to share my limited edition winter blend tallow balm with you, specifically crafted to nourish and protect your skin during the chilly months. This luxurious tallow balm combines hormone and antibiotic free beef tallow with rich organic cold pressed olive oil. And my favorite part is the refreshing hint of peppermint oil and the warmth of the vanilla bean extract. So it is the perfect seasonal aroma. It smells so good. Reminds me of a night cozying up by the fire with hot chocolate. And I will be honest, this has quickly become a favorite tallow blend. And I have been getting requests to keep it as a permanent blend because people are loving it so much. And I love it too. Just the calming effect of the peppermint is so nice to start your morning with or have a refreshment. So you can find this down in the show notes. It's also just on my shop, gubbahomestead.com. And you know what else I love? Raw milk. So let's dive in. So I don't follow the news. My news comes from what I scroll past on social media. And recently I saw people sharing about raw milk coming under attack more than ever here in the United States. Did you know that in California, one of the biggest states for dairy farming, small raw milk producers are being shut down left and right? Yes, the same state that lets fast food chains dish out hormone-pumped burgers and neon-colored milkshakes is cracking down on a completely natural product that has nourished humans for thousands of years. Why? Because raw milk, pure, unpasteurized, and full of life is a threat to the processed food empire. It's that simple. And not only the processed food empire, but the health care system, because sick people generate a lot of money. So let's break down the health benefits of raw milk and why it is such a threat. So raw milk isn't just milk, it's a complete, living, alive food. It contains an abundance of beneficial bacteria that support gut health, vitamins like A, D, and K2 that are essential for bone health, and beneficial enzymes that help lactose intolerant individuals better process lactose. So I would like to note right here that when you pasteurize and you are heating up this milk to eliminate the bacteria, which everyone is on about, the heat cannot differentiate between good and bad bacteria. It eliminates all of the bacteria. But yes, you also heard that right. Many people who can't tolerate pasteurized milk can sometimes drink raw milk without any issues. And I actually have had multiple people in my life experience this. One friend was severely lactose intolerant, but gave my cow's milk a try, and she couldn't believe that her stomach didn't hurt after drinking it. Same thing with my dad. He absolutely loves my cow's milk. He loves my goat's milk. He was never a milk drinker because it never made him feel good. But this raw milk, he could feel that it was nourishing him. He didn't feel sick. And many people share this same story. It's almost like nature knew what it was doing before Big Dairy came in with its sterilization obsession. Raw milk is anti-inflammatory, supports healthy skin, and can even help with allergies. Yet this nutrient-dense superfood is being vilified as a health hazard. Meanwhile, the FDA gives its stamp of approval to food dyes, high fructose corn syrup, and glyphosate-laden crops. So what's wrong with this picture? A lot is wrong with it. I can't believe we have gotten to a point in society where people think a food is safe just because it is FDA approved. A lot of what the FDA approves is indeed toxic and not safe, in my opinion. The caveat that they lean on is an item being, quote, approved in safe quantities, end quote. All right. So for example, red food coloring is approved in safe quantities, but no one is measuring the additive effect when someone slurps down sports drinks with Red 40, then chows on a cheap bag of Red 40 chips. So you see how this accumulates and is not monitored, right? The amount of safe in the drink and the amount of safe in the chips, but what about the two amounts together? Seriously, our food system is completely backwards. It is corrupt to the core, and I used to even be backwards when it came to diet. Did you know that I was vegetarian / vegan some years back? I was interested in health and wellness and thought that avoiding meat and dairy would be best for my health and for the health of the earth. But when I came across the Wise Traditions podcast sponsored by the Weston A. Price Foundation, it dawned on me that our ancestors ate meat and fat, and all of the rest. They ate nose to tail. You can learn more about ancestral diets and alternatives to modern health protocols on the Wise Tradition podcast. It can be found on your favorite podcast apps like mine is found. It helped me, and maybe it can help you too. I had listened to a podcast of a dentist who was discussing fluoride, but he made a comment that he could always tell when someone was vegan because their gums bled. And I stopped in my tracks because even though I took immaculate care of my teeth, my gums always bled at the dentist. And this sent me down a rabbit hole of discovering truth and what the dentist, Weston A. Price, did and discovered. And seriously, it's so fascinating. Check it out. Now, let's connect the dots to the avian flu, which is the big craze right now. Avian flu is supposedly being found in milk, and the media is having a circus with it. We've all heard the stories. Bird flu is sweeping the country, so we have to cull millions of chickens. And yet, we never see solid evidence that these viruses even exist as described. Where are the isolated samples? Where's the proof? I mean, do viruses even exist at all? That's a whole podcast in and of itself. All we get from the media is fear-mongering, and conveniently, it's always followed by corporate solutions like lab-grown chicken and fake eggs and now treated milk. So is that a coincidence? I do not think so. This war on raw milk and the fear-driven avian flu narrative are two sides of the same coin. It's about control. Control of the food, control of the health, and ultimately control of us. By forcing people away from traditional foods like raw milk and scaring them into compliance with fake pandemics, they're stripping us of our independence and keeping us tethered to a broken, toxic system. We need to stop outsourcing our critical thinking and fast, and we need to stop relying on the system now. There's this quote that I love because it's so true. He who controls the food controls the people. So I see this rolling out in the news and the mainstream. Our food is under attack. So my best advice to you is to start sourcing local. Get sources for your food who are near you, farmers you can trust, know where your food is coming from, learn how to grow a garden, because these skills and these resources in our community are going to be vital, in my opinion. We are already seeing it every time the grocery stores collapse. What do? This system is fragile. The system is not reliable. And seriously, the best thing you can do is bring your food as close to your home as possible. But why raw milk? Why is it such a target? Because it's empowering. When you drink raw milk, you're not just nourishing your body. You're taking a stand for real food and self-reliance. So like we've talked about, all the food on the shelves at the grocery store, like 99% of it, that's fake food. That's lab-made actual garbage, okay? So when you're drinking that glass of raw milk that came straight from the animal, you seriously are putting your foot down and saying, no, I support real food, and I want this real food to go on for generations. And back to the Weston A. Price Foundation, they have long touted the benefits of raw milk. They are actually who I first heard about raw milk from. I hadn't really dove into it besides when I took classes in virology in university, and they said raw milk is dangerous and scary. I can still picture the slide, but the Weston A. Price Foundation, is backed by thousands of testimonials of people whose health has improved dramatically after making the switch, and that is me included, especially with goat milk. I have really noticed the health benefits. One thing specifically is I had something that if I would have gone to the doctors, they probably would have said, oh, you have a cancer, you have something serious, we need to take that, or we need to get you on medication. But just a few months on goat milk and this like probably what would have been diagnosed as cancer went away. And I find that completely interesting. I also had another cyst on my back that I had had for years and a few months on goat milk, gone. So there are these drastic healing benefits. And surprisingly and luckily, when I started to source out raw milk, it was legal in my area, but still a taboo to bring up or try and seek out. I remember being turned away by the local larger dairies and the health food grocery stores. The local larger dairies, pasteurized, and the health food stores I encountered were too scared to stock raw milk, though it was legal. And I first sourced raw milk from a city 4 hours away from me, where the farmer would do bi-weekly drop-offs. To find this, I sourced local homesteading groups online for any tips on where I could find some raw milk. This was before its popularity boom, so it was a bit more difficult to find. And after sourcing this for a while, another small dairy popped up about an hour from me where I was able to drive there weekly and stock up. And I'm proud to say I was one of their first customers, and now they are taking the season off because demand has been through the roof the past few years and they need a break. Seriously, raw milk demand has just skyrocketed, and I feel like maybe I am helping that because I post about it so much and I get so many messages of people saying, I'm trying to find raw milk, or I just sourced it for the first time. And so I may be partially to blame for that. But yeah, I am excited that people are returning to their roots of real food and putting their foot in the ground and saying, no, I'm standing for real food. I don't want my kids or grandkids going on to eat garbage, because if we don't take a stand for real food now, it's going to disappear. Okay, we are going to be transitioned into a system where we just have lab-made garbage. Like, we are pretty much already there. But realmilk.org, which has a milk finder, you can go there, type in your location, and it'll find raw milk sources to you. They even lay out the science of raw milk, raw milk's enzymes, a digestion, its probiotics, balanced gut flora, and its natural vitamins are in the most bioavailable form. So when people are like, well, pasteurized milk still has all the vitamins. Sure, it has vitamins in it, but what you are missing is these enzymes that help absorb the vitamins into your body because they get denatured during the pasteurization process. So compare all this to pasteurized milk, which has been stripped of its beneficial bacteria, denatured by heat, and often refortified with synthetic vitamins that your body barely recognizes. It's not the same product, not even close. And so your body's like, what do I even do with this? Is it any surprise that so many people are sick when they drink milk because they are drinking this pasteurized goop product that doesn't have the proper enzymes to absorb the vitamins? Your body's looking at it like, what is this? But instead of celebrating raw milk as the miracle it is, the government calls it dangerous and shuts down small dairies while letting giant corporations pump out literal junk. It's so infuriating. They're not protecting public health. They're protecting corporate profits. Does that sound familiar? Just think about it. If everyone started drinking raw milk and eating fresh local foods, what would happen to big dairy? What would happen to big pharma when people stop getting sick from the garbage they're currently eating? And don't even get me started on the environmental hypocrisy. They'll talk all day about reducing carbon footprints, but then slaughter millions of chickens and dump their carcasses in landfills because of potential viral outbreaks. Meanwhile, small-scale raw dairies that practice regenerative agriculture are being squeezed out of existence. It's literal madness, and we need to be loud about it. So let's dig deeper into raw milk's incredible benefits, because I think we should be loud about this too, so people can understand the benefits and the real raw goodness of raw milk. There are studies showing how raw milk helps reduce the risk of asthma and allergies in children. So that's right, raw milk is actually protective against conditions that affect millions of people. And it makes sense. The good bacteria and all of the other elements that have not been destroyed by pasteurization in the raw milk acts like natural medicine. They help strengthen our bodies, our minds, our blood. And now think about pasteurized milk. It's cooked at high temperatures that destroy the delicate proteins and enzymes that make milk so nourishing in the first place. We already kind of touched on this. So you have those vitamins still, but you don't have the enzymes to help absorb them. What you're left with is a lifeless, watered down version of what milk should be. And again, no wonder so many people feel sick when they drink it. Your body genuinely doesn't know how to process, well, this new lab-made modified food. And here's the kicker. Raw milk dairies aren't just producing healthier milk. They're also farming in ways that heal the land. Many small raw milk producers use regenerative practices, so they rotate their cows on pasture to rebuild soil health and sequester carbon. So when you choose raw milk, you're supporting a system that's good for you and the earth. And so when you drive by these big dairies in California, it's just like a feedlot. They're just fed a ton of garbage. It smells horrible. Nothing regenerative about it. And these factory farms are polluting waterways. They're devastating biodiversity, and they pump out food that makes us sick. Yet the government leaves them alone and instead focuses on cracking down the little guys. It's almost like they're working for the corporations, not for the people. That's so shocking, right? And let's talk about history for a moment. I feel like this is important in understanding the whole picture of raw milk. So raw milk has been consumed for millennia, long before the advent of pasteurization. Our ancestors thrived on it because it was one of the most nutrient-dense foods available. In fact, raw milk was often called, quote, white blood, end quote, because it was so vital for survival. It wasn't until the Industrial Revolution when milk began to be transported over long distances and stored in less than ideal conditions, and you had these filthy dairies where the animals were sick and diseased, that is when pasteurization became a thing. Instead of cleaning up the act, they just pasteurized this sick and diseased, poorly handled milk. Not because raw milk was inherently dangerous. This is the important part. It was not inherently dangerous. The practices surrounding the raw milk with the sick and diseased animals, filthy conditions, that is what was dangerous. And instead of addressing this root cause, you know, the unsanitary farming, improper handling, the government doubled down on pasteurization and started demonizing raw milk. So fast forward to today, and the narrative hasn't changed much. They'd rather you believe that raw milk is a ticking time bomb than admit that their industrial system is flawed and that raw milk is actually good for you. And what about this avian flu? If you dig into the history of so-called pandemics, you'll notice a pattern. Fear is the primary tool they use to control populations. During the 1918, quote, Spanish flu, and I'm saying this quote because I have my hands in the air, you know, where you do the little, the little parentheses, Spanish flu, people were terrified into compliance with lockdowns and masking, much like what we saw in recent years. But how much of the official narrative was true? When you start asking questions, things do not add up. So take this current bird flu situation. They claim millions of birds are infected, but where's that hard evidence? Like I was saying, where are the independent studies? Where's the proof that viruses exist? And why does the solution always involve wiping out small-scale operations while letting factory farms off the hook? It's about power, plain and simple. We saw this a few years ago. The small mom-and-pop shops all had to close, but Walmart was open. Costco was open. These big corporations were making buco bucks, and these small businesses, they had to close absolutely disgusting. The good news is we are not powerless. We can fight back by making conscious choices, supporting your local farmers, buying raw milk, growing your own food if you can. These small acts of resistance add up, and the more people that opt out of the system, the harder it becomes for them to maintain control over us. So let's talk action steps. First, educate yourself. Knowledge is power. So websites like realmilk.org are a treasure trove of information and can help you connect with local farmers. Second, build a community. Connect with like-minded people who value real food and self-sufficiency. Third, speak out, share this podcast, and push back against these unfair regulations. Are we the land of the free, or are we the land of the sheep? The more noise we make, the harder it becomes for them to ignore us. And just by drinking that glass of raw milk, you are making noise. So at the end of the day, this fight is about more than just raw milk or the avian flu. It's about reclaiming our right to choose what we put into our bodies. My body, my choice, right? It's about rejecting fear and embracing freedom, true freedom. And it's about creating a future where our children can grow up healthy, strong, and free from corporate control. That's the dream, right? So I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this was helpful. I hope it gave you new insight into our war that is going on with the food system. It's not just wars in other countries. We have wars going on in our countries with the food, wars at home with what we are eating. So I think that is so important to stand up for. And I hope that you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.